Welcome to Stories After Midnight. Today we'll be reading I Tried the Hire a Boyfriend App, I'm Still Having Nightmares, by our resident writer, Trash Tia. I really appreciate you for letting me read this story, and I really appreciate you for listening. Before we get started, I would like to give a huge shout out to my patrons for helping make this episode possible. Let's get started. It was like Amazon for boyfriends. According to his bio, Cam was a cat person. His favorite food was sushi, and he loved horror movies. His profile was cute. Cam's photo looked professionally taken. He was a guy in his mid-20s with a slight curl in his lip that teased the start of a smile. Maybe a little on the pretentious side with the Sherlock-style trench coat, though his eyes were what pulled me in. I don't think I'd ever seen that shade of blue. Like staring directly into a perfect, crystalline blue sky. Not quite natural, but too beautiful to ignore. Cam was perfect. Now, I didn't really think this hire-a-boyfriend thing through. I found the app through a link my friend Hannah sent me. After just getting out of a pretty toxic relationship, finding someone just to hang out with was more comforting than dwelling on a relationship I have trouble even remembering. I don't think I can describe loving someone I don't remember. I have zero memories of him, only a vague sense that I was drowning, that I had to run to get away from him. His face inside my mind is more of an outline, a shadow I can't make out. My therapist said it was PTSD, my mind's way of dealing with trauma. I don't know the details, but I woke up in the emergency room with stitches in the back of my head. Hannah was straightforward in her text. She told me hire a boyfriend pulled her out of depression. I was skeptical, though the app looked legit. Like I said, it was Amazon for boyfriends. The interface was cute. When I signed in through my Apple account, the app required a questionnaire after registering. They asked details such as my likes, hobbies, and who and what I was in the mood for. The boyfriend, trademark, was a bestseller. I found Cam on the feature page. His reviews were sparkling. I hired Cam for a wedding. He was amazing. So polite, I wish he was my real boyfriend. Lissa. Watched a movie with Cam, and he talked all the way through it, not in a bad way. The movie was terrible. This guy was hot, I fully recommend. Ryan. Hire a boyfriend is amazing, LMAO. My friends actually thought we were dating. The plastic thing ruins it, though. Mina. Scrolling down, there were even husbands. Trademark. Husbands were more expensive and could be hired for up to 3 days. The boyfriend, however, was only available for 2 hours up to a full night. The app intrigued me. I thought it was a joke, but could I really hire a pretend boyfriend? Before I knew what was happening, I was on my second glass of wine and my credit card was definitely in my hand, squeezed between my fingers. In the back of my mind, hiring a boyfriend was a whole other level of dystopia. However, I was still lying to college friends about being taken. Even worse, I blabbed I was engaged at 23. This was definitely a me problem. My initial plan was to close down the app and install Tinder. But my credit card was feeling heavy in my hand, the corner spiking my palm. Cam was $50 for half a day with him. $50 I would otherwise spend on Uber Eats or over expensive makeup. Tapping on Cam, my hands were shaking. I was halfway through the hiring process that was settling on a day, a time, and a location. When a discounted boyfriend popped up. Roman, 23. Leaving soon. Roman had 2 reviews, which was just a string of heart emojis and another that was hidden. I did see the start of it, but it wouldn't let me tap read more. Hey, this isn't... review hidden. The guy's lack of bio was slightly off-putting. No likes or hobbies, not even a favorite TV show. Roman's photo stood out, however. Dark hair that was the perfect kind of messy. Freckles and a faraway look. Half-lidded eyes not even meeting the camera. He looked like a daydreamer. It made sense why this guy was on a discount. He didn't smile in one photo, and not even teasing the smirk I was used to with the others. His available photos were him standing awkwardly, arms crossed across his chest, as if he didn't know where to put them. But like Cam, this boyfriend was flawless. Not a hair out of place, and if it was, that was the style. Each guy had a color scheme, and his color was chestnut. His description caught my eye. Perfect caramel-colored curls and eyes like melted chocolate. Roman is our favorite fall guy, an enemy to a lover in 3, Yes, 3 dates. I had to agree. This guy embodied fall itself. Every outfit in deep oranges and browns that reminded me of crisp autumn mornings. I think they were trying to sell college guy, with him holding a book and looking uncomfortable wearing a pair of glasses. His last photo was a full zoom in, capturing flawless skin and tawny eyes swirling with flecks of red. Out of all the guys I had scrolled through, this was the only guy who looked like he had personality. Cam was cute, yes, but Cam reminded me of a mannequin. He was too perfect. Roman's perfection was human enough for him to feel real. Cam was a Ken doll wearing the exact same grin that people would sell. Roman was scowling, standing slightly tilted to the left, his hands in his pockets, and then squeezed into fists before settling over his chest. I could practically hear the impatient voice behind the camera. Why are you scowling? Smile! Do you know how to smile? Eyes on the camera, look awake! You're supposed to look appealing. Why do you look half asleep? He made me wonder what the BTS behind Hire a Boyfriend was. Cam was marketed as true love, while Roman was the guy next door who drives you insane, but is also kind of hot. Were these guys strapped for cash and selling themselves out? Was this all an act, or were they based on their real personalities? Either way, I was sold. Tapping Hire, I chose our date to be in the city park at 3 p.m., The app asked me if I had any special preferences, and I hesitated. Call me a donut, I typed. If this thing was legit, this poor guy has a script. I was nervous to meet him. After class in the afternoon, I headed to the park. It was raining, so already the date was going great. The receipt I received in my emails had the exact location, a green bench next to the water fountain. I was 5 minutes early, already regretting my spontaneous, wine-induced decision-making. Scrolling through my phone with clammy fingers, I was trying to cancel when the bench wobbled next to me. Roman, dressed in his usual autumnal wear, a Levi's jacket with jeans and a beanie. He looked exactly like his profile, already scowling at the ground, that exact same faraway look in his eyes. My boyfriend, trademark, was purposefully distancing himself, sliding further away from me. After getting mildly offended, I remembered his standoff attitude and perma-scowl was his selling point. The refusal to smile and inability to compliment me. Enemy to a lover. He was acting. Hi. His voice was a low mumble. Still refusing to look at me, he tipped his head back and blinked at the tree looming over us. It's, Jane, right?
Yeah?
I cleared my throat. Hi. I watched his gaze wander, lingering on a butterfly. He folded his arms, pursing his lips. I had no idea what he was trying to say before he let out a groan. I'm not calling you a damn donut. Oh, this guy was really getting into the role. I liked it, playing along.
It's fine, I said with a laugh. It was a stupid request.
Roman met my eye, his lip curling. He wasn't laughing. Yeah, it was. This guy was a pro. I thought I'd made a mistake, especially when my boyfriend refused to walk by my side, stalking behind me instead. He took me to a restaurant and bought me the cheapest option, indulging in the delicacy menu himself, and spent an hour ranting about birds not being real. I started to realize why this guy was on discount. He was a damn weirdo. Still, though, everything about him was endearing. The way his gaze wandered when I was speaking, like I could physically see his mind jetting off to Saturn. Roman played with his hair a lot, twirling a single strand around his index. He ate his pasta like a psychopath, using a spoon instead of a fork, and spoke with his mouth full, spaghetti sauce running down his chin. He unintentionally made me laugh out loud multiple times. When we left the restaurant, Roman surprised me by slipping his hand in mine, entangling our fingers. His gesture was unexpectedly warm. When we parted ways, he had the slightest curve of a smile hinting that he was getting a little closer to me. That's how Hire a Boyfriend lured you in. Their guys were like video game characters. I had to pay more to build them. And that is what I did. My friend was an artist and invited me and my boyfriend to her exhibition. I hired Roman for the exhibition, but halfway through the date, he leaned his head on my shoulder, grasping tighter to my hand. He didn't get any less weirder.
officially freaking out my friend with the birds aren't real theory. Eve was more amused than scared, immediately asking for his socials. Roman said he didn't know what a social was, and she laughed harder.
Your boyfriend is amazing, Eve told me over drinks. Isn't he, like, literally perfect?
Yes, he was, but he wasn't mine. I started hiring Roman every week. The more I got to know him, I fell hard. Every week turned to every day. I was obsessed with unlocking his true character and personality. Each time I hired him, Roman would get less standoffish, his barriers coming down. He started to lean into me, squeezing my hand and kissing my shoulder. Cash didn't matter to me. I was barely emotionally conscious when I was entering my credit card details. Just like the app said, Roman did get closer to me. Fast forward 4 months, and I was sitting on a park bench with his head sandwiched in my shoulder, cherry blossoms blooming above us. It felt real. He felt real. I can't describe my feelings because I don't even understand them. He was the first man I remember truly falling in love with. When he kissed me, I stopped seeing him as a boyfriend. Roman was like no other guy I'd ever met. Before him, I couldn't remember having a clear mind. After him, everything made sense. My friends loved him, and I had slowly deluded myself into believing he was real. His true personality was friendly, a little clumsy, but in an endearing way, and he made me laugh. The park was our place, and I enjoyed dozing in the sun with his face pressed into my shoulder. There was just one problem. Roman was still a boyfriend, which meant he was off limits. The plastic tag sticking out of his right temple assured that. If that wasn't enough, the app sent me hourly reminders warning me not to get too close. I did understand it was for the guy's privacy and safety, but it's not like Roman wasn't being affectionate himself. The app said zero touching, including kissing, sexual intercourse. He kissed me multiple times, his head correctly leaning into mine. I still wasn't sure if he was part of his obligation as a boyfriend, but it was clear this guy was slowly steering away from the rules. I couldn't resist prodding the tag. Does this not bother you? Roman shrugged, pulling his legs to his chest. Not really. I like the smell of it.
Smell?
Roman held out a hand with a small smile, catching cherry blossom on his palm. Yeah, doesn't it smell good? He was talking about the cherry blossom. Something about the way he immediately dismissed the tag put a sour taste in my mouth.
No, the thing sticking out of your head, I said with a nervous laugh.
Roman blinked, his lips breaking out into a smile. I'm glad we both like it. Maybe he wasn't allowed to acknowledge the tag. Ignoring my twisting gut, I focused on the sunset instead. Blurred reds and oranges streaked across a twilight sky. It was slowly starting to sink in that Roman was not mine. I love you, he said in a low murmur. Something warm dampened the sleeve of my shirt. Was he crying? For a moment, my words were tangled in my throat.
I think I love you too, I said, my cheeks heating up.
He sighed, and I was trying to ignore how wet my sleeve was getting. I told you I would come back. He snuggled into my shoulder, and that wetness was dripping down the bare skin of my arm. When he nestled his face in my neck, I smelled it, a tangy, metallic scent tickling the back of my nose. Blood. Twisting my head, my right sleeve was drenched with startling red. My neck felt sticky, blood smearing my shoulder blade. Roman was bleeding. I thought it was a nosebleed when I glimpsed his nose and lips and chin dripping red, but it was leaking from his ears too, rivulets of blood seeping from him, while the guy himself didn't move, still smiling, his head leaning on my shoulder. When my body remembered how to move, I jerked away with a shriek, but Roman stayed in the same position, his head tilted. I came back for you. A wide smile spread across his lips, blood dribbling down his chin. And our baby. I didn't respond, pulling out my phone to call an ambulance. Are you happy? I came back, he whispered. I was transfixed by the blood running down his face. His head jolted suddenly, his smile dampening before curving into a frown. The man's eyes were suddenly so sad, wandering, like he was searching for something. Someone. I changed my mind, Roman's head jerked again, drool slipping down his chin. I want to be a dad, Sarah. Roman's words jolted something inside me, a shiver slipping down my spine. I dropped my phone, using my sleeves to stop the bleeding. Grabbing his face, I forced him to look at me. Hey, look at me. The bleeding was letting up a little, but it was his eyes that held me in a trance. I fell in love with beautiful, almost unnatural brown. What I was seeing was green, a smear of lime slowly seeping into that tawny oblivion. Roman, I said louder. Who is Sarah? His expression crumpled, like he was crying, a whole new personality taking over. But he wasn't looking at me. Roman was looking right through me. I love you, his voice broke. But I also love him. I'm not ready for a baby. I'm 23. What 23-year-old wants to settle down with a little brat? His eyes widened, expression softening. I didn't mean that. I was talking to a memory. I love you both. And I want to. I want to make a family with both of you. He shook his head. But not now, Sarah. Sarah. There was that name again. Sarah? I said. Can you tell me who that is? The man's gaze snapped to me. Sarah, he whispered. She's my girl. His head jerked again, this time violently. Girl friend? Roman frowned. She's my girlfriend, he mumbled. I was going to go back, but I couldn't find her. His hands dropped limply to his sides. I looked for her, but they grabbed me. He squeezed his eyes shut. They took me away. When his whole body shuddered, eyes rolling back, I couldn't help myself, reaching forward with trembling hands and plucking the piece of plastic from his temple. It was like pulling a tag out of a toy, but it kept going, a long plastic thing feeding directly into his head. It was like pulling a tag out of a toy. This thing was a long coil of wire stained red, a metallic plate attached to the end. Biting back a shriek, I dropped the tag, my fingers slick crimson. This thing was embedded, fed directly into this guy's head. Like a switch had been pulled, Roman's arms fell to his sides. Sarah, he said through a mouthful of red. She's my. He trailed off and blinked slowly. His gaze found my hand where I was gingerly stroking his temple. Roman jumped up suddenly, his eyes frenzied, awake like a startled animal. What the hell? He shuffled away like I was contagious, diving to unsteady feet. So this was Roman? Who are you? He swiped at his bloody chin. Where's Sarah? When I couldn't reply, his fingers gingerly stroked at his right temple. Damn it! Roman let out a sharp breath. You actually got that thing out? I was shaking, still holding it between my fingers. This thing was warm, thrumming like it was alive. What is it? I managed to get out. That thing that was inside your head. Roman curled his lip, his gaze wandering the park. Where's the exit? What? He grabbed me, harshly this time, pulling me to my feet. I was still trying to mentally register the tag feeding into his brain. This guy was not the man I hired, violently pulling me to his side when I could barely stand. His eyes were fierce, hollow, a whole other person taking over him. He was the shadow that had been pushed down, a suppressed memory who was awake and pissed. We need to get out of here, right now, he said in a hiss. His fingernails stabbing into my skin hurt, but the pain was enough to snap me into fruition. That app, I said. What is it? Roman's eyes darkened. It's a factory. He tightened his grip around my wrist. Can you help me find my girlfriend? I'll tell you everything, but we need. Miss Doe, am I correct? The sudden voice caught me off guard. Roman looked confused, his gaze flicking behind me. Damn. His lips formed the word and he stumbled back. His hand slipped from mine. Behind us, an outline of a woman slowly bled into the shadows. You. Roman's lips parted in a silent cry. He shook his head, clawing at his hair. The guy let out a spluttered sob, a thin line of blood escaping his nose. "You're the bitch who did this to me." The outline inclined her head. "I know you have the memory of a goldfish, dear boy. But if I remember correctly, you were recommended to us. I even have your consent if you require proof." His eyes were wide, terrified.
"You make us sign it. We don't have a damn choice."
"That's a rule break. Boyfriends do not swear unless it's part of a joke and has been given full consent by our clients."
The woman appeared, no longer in disembodied voice, basking in the shadow of the setting sun. Rich red hair and matching heels. She was my age, or a little older. Sculpted in a black suit, this woman was oozing sophistication. She turned to me with a bright smile.
"Hello, Jane. My name is Lily. I'm a customer advisor at Hire a Boyfriend. I am so sorry for the malfunction."
Tilting her head, Lily's lips formed a frown.
"As we explained in our terms and conditions, the boyfriend does not usually act like this unless considered faulty. However, it is expected from a discounted model like Roman. He is scheduled to be refurbished in a week, so we'll happily take him off your hands."
"No," Roman whimpered, his gaze flashed to me.
"Please, help me."
His head jolted once again and he dropped to his knees.
"That is also a rule break," Lily said. "You never directly tell clients what to do."
Roman's body shook, his head jerking left to right.
"Get away from me." "You are broken, Roman. Allow me to fix you."
His eyes filled with tears.
"Broken? That's right. Broken. Sarah."
Roman swiped blood from his nose.
"Is she okay? Is she safe?"
The woman regarded him with a pitiful smile.
"I'm sorry, who?"
Roman blinked. "Sarah." His expression crumpled.
She's my.
Lily stepped towards him, and he shrunk back. The sound of her heels frightened him like he was used to them. Used to her looming over him, a satisfied smile on her face.
"She's your what? Come on, speak up."
He let out a raw cry, clawing at his hair.
I don't know. Come quietly, and I will rethink my decision to convert Sarah's child when once of age, Lily said. The contract was clear. Section 5, Clause 3. Hire a boyfriend are automatically entitled to a boyfriend's offspring.
Roman broke down, his head dropping into his lap.
I'll go with you.
Somehow his eyes were glitching, unnatural blue light igniting around his iris.
I'll go.
More blood, this time, running thick down his face. Lily's lips split into a grin.
I'm sorry, Roman. Who is Sarah again?
He scrunched up his face, fighting to keep his mind.
I don't know.
I hated myself for turning away. After listening to him sobbing, begging for his unborn child to be safe, his mind torn from him right in front of me. I felt sick to my stomach. Lily was reveling in every second. Was this the reality of Hire a Boyfriend? What about Cam? Who was behind his original face? I should have done something. I stepped forward to grasp him and pull him back. When my hands were on his shoulders, the light fizzled from Roman's eyes, sparks flickering out. Like a puppet, he flopped to the ground. In a panic, I tried to pull him to his feet before I was violently shoved back. The redhead nodded to me.
I apologize again for the malfunction, Jane, she told me, scooping him into her arms.
He looked so vulnerable, a fully grown man somehow reduced to a living toy. Lily bid me goodbye, promising me discount on my next boyfriend. I thought about that day a lot. I went to the cops with a report, only for them to tell me Hire a Boyfriend did not exist. Apparently, I had been watching too many movies. 2 months passed by and Roman never left my mind. In an attempt to forget about him and delude myself into believing I was suffering a psychotic break, I lost myself in podcasts. Anything I could find. I listened to endless hours, blocking out thoughts drowning me. Yesterday, I was making my way back home from class when I walked into a disheveled-looking girl with an armful of missing posters. I already knew who she was and who was on the poster. I was trying to avoid her, but this girl was following me,
I could sense her steps getting closer, her breath on the back of my neck, grief enveloped in her sickly green aura. Pale cheeks and straw-like hair stuck under her hooded sweatshirt. This time, the girl situated herself in front of me, red-rimmed eyes begging me to stop walking. I did, coming to an abrupt stop, my gaze immediately flicking to a very familiar face on the missing poster. Unlike Roman, my boyfriend, this man did have flaws. Crooked teeth flashing a grin, and an oddly shaped nose, he was stockier and had the worst fashion sense imaginable, clad in socks and sandals. This time, though, the boy had a different name. Jun. The photo was always different. What I guessed was a collection from her Instagram. This one was particularly heart-wrenching. Roman's eyes were bright and happy, no sign of that hollow cavern I found myself lost inside. The two of them were standing in front of a mirror, his arms wrapped around her. Whatever happened to him after he was taken had stripped Jun away. The girl shoved the poster in my face. "Have you seen this man?" Jun Locke, 24. Last seen wearing a plaid shirt and jeans outside campus. I didn't look at the face that had been perfected and molded into the ideal boyfriend, into Roman. I stared at the girl's bulging pregnant belly instead. Sarah was getting bigger. "Please," she whispered, her voice a hoarse cry, one hand cradling her stomach. "Have you seen my boyfriend?" It was always a no. Swallowing hard, I shook my head. Sarah didn't even acknowledge my answer. She turned and walked away. "Wait," her name tangled in my mouth. I felt like I was floating, my body moving for me. Stumbling after Sarah, I lightly touched her arm and she twisted around, her eyes igniting with hope. Opening my mouth, I choked on my words. "I have seen your boyfriend." "Jane Doe, oh my God, I haven't seen you in years, is it? How are you doing?" Sarah's half-lidded eyes flicked to a familiar face behind me. Lily. This time, the woman strutted in a stylish red dress. Her smile was too wide, too many teeth. "Jane, can we talk?" she asked. "Woman to woman?" Lily nodded at Sarah's belly. "Congratulations," she winked. "I hope it's a boy." I had no choice, letting her pull me away from Sarah. Lily's grasp on my arm was polite. She dragged me off campus. I thought she was going to throw me into a truck before the redhead came to a stop. I tried to pull away, but her grip tightened.
"It is quite painful, you know," she said casually.
When I frowned at her, the woman prodded at her own temple.
"The neural wire is fed directly into the brain to ensure complete compliance with our boyfriends."
Her gaze was across the road. When I followed her eyes, my heart almost jumped out of my throat. Roman. They had cut his hair. He was a sandy blonde now. His color scheme was deep blue, sporting a short-sleeved shirt and jeans. He was laughing, hand in hand with another girl.
"I'm only going to say this once, Jane, because you are a little too curious."
I watched Roman reach for the girl's hand. They must have changed his personality. Now he was smiling and playful, the two of them laughing. But there was a shy side to him, his cheeks blossoming red. Fingers slipping through her fingers and tangling them.
"There are certain men in our society who are born to be boyfriends and husbands."
Lily spoke up and I realized she didn't just work for them. She was Hire a Boyfriend.
"At Hire a Boyfriend, we believe everyone should have a significant other they can be with, even if it's for an hour or two every day."
She turned to Roman, who was wrapping his arms around this girl, laughing into her hair. The two of them seemed too close. I had a feeling this wasn't their first date. Lily followed my gaze, her eyes narrowing.
"Do you really think a man like that belongs with someone like Sarah?"
"No, sweetie.
As you can see, Roman is currently being hired by Lula, our richest client, a socialite who is considering buying him as a full-time husband. Now she is perfect for him."
The redhead turned to me, lightly brushing my hair out of my face, the tips of her fingers tiptoeing across my temple. She had a smile I couldn't make sense of.
"I have missed you, Jane. Only dear Ben didn't get his own way."
She tried to touch me again and I smacked her hand away. I caught a hint of hurt in her eyes. Before she sighed, grasping my chin with manicured nails and forcing me to look directly at her.
Sarah is a woman whose boyfriend left her. She does not need any more stress for our baby.
Dropping her hand, Lily's tone hardened. If you do not walk away and forget us, I will happily contract dear Sarah into the Hire a Girlfriend program, and trust me, you of all people should know that it will be a very uncomfortable time for her. Would you like to know the conversion process?
Well, allow me to explain.
Stop. My legs were close to giving away.
I won't say anything.
The bitch enjoyed my silence, my panicking thoughts trying to understand what she was saying.
Or we could make her a wife.
There are a lot of lonely men looking for the perfect wife. Look at her, a young woman in her early 20s, perfectly healthy and beautiful. And she's pregnant, so that's a bonus. Sarah McIntyre is textbook girl next door. Exactly what we look for.
Shaking my head, I was trembling, sweat trickling down my neck. Lily's nails dug into my skin. Am I clear, Jane? Or do you want me to say it again?
Her lips grazed my ear, a shiver skittering down my spine, bugs filling my mouth.
Pain is beauty, after all, and we aim to create perfect boyfriends. I'll leave the process to your imagination.
Stepping back, I nodded, swallowing a bout of vomit.
Good, she pivoted on her heel. Keep walking, and you will never see me again. Neither will pretty little Sarah.
Her voice followed me home.
By the way, it was nice to see you again. Say hello to your boyfriend for me, all right?
I don't have a boyfriend. When I returned home, I felt like I was stepping inside a different apartment. Everything seemed just like how I left it, but the house was too clean, too empty. Standing in front of my bedroom mirror, I pulled out my ponytail, my fingers lightly prodding at my temple.
What did she call me again? Jane Doe?
Maybe I was seeing things, but I'm terrified. There it was. How had I never seen it before? With shaky fingers, I prodded the tiny plastic bag sticking out of me. When I pulled it out of Roman, he knew who he was. Who Sarah was and his unborn child. Was I like Roman? Am I a Hire a Girlfriend? And if I pull this thing out, who was I before? I found hundreds of blood-stained fresh tags in my bedroom door. Who is changing them? I live alone, but why does my apartment feel so empty? Please help me. I think I'm going crazy.
That's the end of the story. I really hope you enjoyed it. And a huge shout out to Tia for letting me read her story. I'd just like to remind everyone that without these gracious authors, that we would have no stories for this channel. So I really appreciate you, Tia, for letting me read your fantastic stories. If you liked it, let me know in the comments below, or if you're on the podcast, I don't know what your options are, but I think Spotify has some means of reaching out. So and I read all of those.
If you'd like to support the channel, there is a Patreon. I really appreciate all of you who do sign up. Your financial contributions definitely mean the most. It really, really helps. But aside from all that, liking the video, subscribing, you know, all that stuff is great. And if you'd like to come join our Discord, you can come hang out with us and say hi. It'd be nice to have you. So with all that said, I think that's about it. Thank you for letting me ramble a little bit. If you're still here, I will see you in the next one. Hopefully. Bye.